Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Mike Bell, we are stuffing our face and enjoying it here at Zuka, 2860 Atlanta Road in Smyrna. You said yesterday you might be in a food coma, and you are well on your way.
All right, man. First off, I mean, I know you say mozzarella sticks. That's a pedestrian way to start your day. Oh, no. Oh, no. Great marinara sauce. So sweet. So perfect. So we got that. And then the meatball slider. I've had mine. You'll get yours next.
Yes, I will.
And I just took a photo. It's one of my favorite Italian spots. Now, you could say it's casual Italian, but great bar scene. Always a vibe. It's been 20 years. It's too long between my last Zuka broadcast. Last time I was here, I was with a guy named Shapiro.
Oh, yeah. I know him. I know him. Yeah, I'll say this, man. This little area, and Day-Day and I were talking about it, is cool. They've already decorated for Christmas. I'm sure they're going to have events over here, great spots, restaurants, bars, etc. But the patio is where we are at today,
right.
And it's nice out, man. Look, Thanksgiving's next week. You know, are we going to get this kind of weather next week?
This is why you live in Georgia. We're here at Smyrna Market Village. Again, great bars, our friends at Park across the street. So many cool spots. So come on down, join the party. Miller Lite's on board. We got Miller Lite specials, Miller Lite tchotchkes, goodies, football koozies, Carl. And we'll be here till 6. So get your, if you live in this neck of the woods, we never get out here.
No, we don't.
So join the party.
All right, man. Look, yesterday we were at Flowery Branch. We had our interview with Raheem Morris. We talked to Jalen Walker. Go Dogs. So impressive, man. And we'll let you hear a little bit of what he had to say about Kirby. Speaking of Kirby, today on the Steakhouse, Kirby Smart stopped by to talk with Rusty and Steaky about where this team is at, and we're going to get to some of that as well. I think for the Dogs, obviously, let's be honest, no worries this week. Mm. It's all about Georgia Tech. Kirby won't say that. Just stay healthy, right? Do what you need to do on Saturday and just keep it moving. I still think Georgia will be a top four team when it's all said and done, but all due respect to Brent Key, Mike, he's got to get his team refocused. I mean, they barely escaped with a dub. And it's going to be interesting. Not this week, obviously, next week, rivalry week. We're going to get to all of that. But as we were at Flower yesterday, at the end of the show, we played a Kirk Cousins soundbite where he was saying, you know, the question was, hey, how do you feel?
Now he's got jokes. A year later, our boy's got jokes, Carl.
Yeah, and he said, you know, I feel great. But even if I didn't, I wouldn't tell you guys.
You know, I'm D-Led. I take offense to that. I got a Peabody Award for investigative journalism exposing your fraud at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is there enough water under the bridge? Not yet.
Not yet. I agree. Well, listen, go out and beat the Saints on Sunday.
Right.
Show us the Kirk Cousins that threw for 500 yards last year, and I'll feel really good. But the joke, if you're missing it, was basically him last year saying, it's a clerical error. He was on the injury report when we knew he was injured, and then he tried to, of course, lie about it or whatever the hell happened.
A bit of a clerical error.
Yeah, that right there. So he's not willing to tell you, yeah, I'm 100% healthy. We know he is. He was joking, trying to be tongue-in-cheek. And, Mike, he's trying to get back in the good graces of Falcon fans. I get it.
Mm.
But now we've got to find out some things about Kirk Cousins. And for all the, you know, time spent on Michael Penix yesterday, and rightfully so after it became official that he's going to have surgery, my focus has shifted. What are we going to get with Kirk Cousins? Cousins resumes the role of our starter. Last season versus the Saints, for those who forget, 21 of 35, 238, no touchdowns. He did throw a pick in that game in the Falcons' 26-24 win. He was 23 of 38 for 306 yards, no touchdowns, and a pick in the 20-17 loss in that series last year with the Saints. So, I mean, look, I'm not sure what to expect. We asked Ra yesterday, Mike, how much different this offense is going to look. He still didn't tell us exactly what I was hoping, which is more play action, more under center.
Yes.
But he says, yeah, of course it's going to look different.
It's going to look like it did when Cousins played against Tampa. There's going to be him under center because his Achilles is fully healed because it's been a full year now and then some and a half. So he's good to go. The things that we should be doing to Michael Penix Jr., the things they should be training Michael Penix to do and to get out of the pistol because, look, there's a million quarterbacks that come out of college in the shotgun. You cannot do that in the NFL exclusively. There's got to be a little bit of a mix at the minimum. But even said it, the play action, which just opened things up. Now, we don't have Drake London. That's the one thing. We won't have Drake maybe for a week, maybe two. So the other guys have to step up. But, Carl, please, Kyle Pitts.
Please.
If there's one freaking thing he actually did was he got in the end zone with Cousins a few times last season. You know, that game down in Tampa where he had the two. Let's hope he picks up where he left off.
Let me ask you something. Can I ask you something?
Be straight. Because, you know, I expect nothing from Pitts. I'm so over this guy. He's everything that's wrong with this team. But go ahead.
Let me ask you something. What do you say to Pitts this week? Is there anything that you could say to Kyle Pitts to get him going?
Hey, where's your freaking, you know what? A page out of Eddie Gibbons Sunday. Where's your pride, Pitts? No, you're on a contract year. You're probably not going to come back with the Falcons. But if you want to make more money in the NFL and more than some, you know, Austin Hooper type contract, you're going to have to ball out. It's too late now, man. The tape on Pitts is the tape on Pitts. The only thing I think we discovered, and you and I talked about this week, you got to get him involved in the game plan. If you don't, he checks out. But the aside to that is what the hell do you what's his excuse for Berlin? He was the third throw. He was the third play of the game. They had him wide open. He drops it. This guy is the most exasperating player I've seen because we know what the talent is, Carl. I think he's literally the living embodiment of the guy who things come easy to because he's just so physical. But he never puts it into practice with the work and the mindset of all the elites. If you had Bijan's heart in Kyle Pitts' body, you'd have a Pro Bowler every year.
Yeah. 404-726-0929. Guys, we're live at Zuka, 2860 Atlanta Road in Smyrna. Mike mentioned it, Market Village. It's Smyrna Market Village right here. Come on out and hang out with us. We're on the patio. We're going to have a good time. The other part I guess we forgot to mention as you were stuffing our faces, Miller Lite, man. They're going to be out here hanging out with us, obviously. And last week at our last event, it was over in at Joe's.
Right, Alpharetta.
Yeah, in Alpharetta. Everybody showed up and they were like, where's the Miller Lite? We've got the Miller Lite, okay?
We got the Miller Lite. We got the specials. All sorts of fun. So join the party, pal. And we got some lovely hostesses. You know, I don't, is that sexist? Servers?
No, it's not at all. No, it's not.
Ladies. Hey, ladies. They're hanging out here ready to serve you delicious Italian food and ice cold Miller Lite and get your shenanigans. Our first listener just rolled in.
Yeah, he did.
So let's roll, man.
Well, let's be honest. What he said, he walked in, he says, man, I want to talk to y'all on Tuesday. And then Mike and I first looked at each other and we went, did we bet anybody on Tuesday?
What'd I do wrong?
And then we went, oh, okay, so what do you want to talk about? He's like, Dave Archer.
Yeah, take
he
it
went
out
in.
With Archer, man.
He went in.
Now, Dave has got relationships with his team. But, I mean, again, there's lots of players who haven't done their jobs that have gotten coaches fired in time and memoriam, right?
Yep.
Around the NFL, the NBA, any league. You know, at the end of the day, the buck stops with the coach. Raheem even told you that last week. So, do you not coach them to be clutch? Are there work habits that aren't developed with this team? Is there no culture? The teams that have strong cultures and have that work ethic, they don't make the mistakes the Falcons make. And look, Carl, does it sound cliche? But it's true. The teams we're looking up at, the NFC, all don't do the things we do for a reason.
Well, look, Mike, I think there's a team we played this season already, and if you go look at where they were under the legendary Bill Belichick and how mistake-prone they were, how inept they looked, how they weren't dangerous, how the quarterback play was lacking. That was under Belichick the last few years. What's changed? Mike Vrabel. And for whatever reason, they don't make those mistakes. The quarterback looks legit. He's an MVP candidate. They are a team that plays together, and they play complementary football. All of a sudden, you're going to tell me like that in a year, by the way. Vrabel hadn't been there 6 years. Mm. In a season, he's already changed that in one off season. Here we are talking about similar things that have hampered our football team, why we can't win games, why we get penalized, why we hurt ourselves.
Right.
So when you talk about this, it's not like some of these longtime coaches. You might expect that from a Mike Tomlin team, right? Never had a losing season. Great. What about the guys that have just taken over and are having success, and you go, what is the difference between us and them? Are you willing to tell me Chicago is way more talented than we are?
Right.
Are you?
I mean, they've got some people. Look, they spent some money on their defense, but you're right. At the end of the day, we've got as many skill position guys. Now, our wide receivers have become just a let's be honest, a black hole, not named Drake London. But, yeah, the Bears have got a bunch of dudes. Roma Dunze is very inconsistent, by the way. Speaking of wide receivers.
Yeah, thanks for fantasy points.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's coming from the heart. I'm speaking from personal experience. But Caleb Williams, they got to get a quarterback coach, a guy that can fix it. They brought Ben Johnson in. Ben Johnson, had we hired him. Now, you got to look, in the Falcons' defense, maybe he wasn't ready. He thought he was going to go win a Super Bowl with the Lions.
He did.
And maybe he was lukewarm on this job. But Ben Johnson's the kind of guy we need working with Michael Penix Jr., not Zach Robinson. I'm sorry. I'll die on that hill. Zach may dial up the right plays, but he's also got Michael dancing around like a, I don't know what that is, a slow-motion marionette, you know, on that play action. It looks ridiculous.
It does. Hey, guys, follow us. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. Hey, Friday, join the morning show at Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta for a special.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Broadcast, come in, pick up your supplies for the weekend, football parties, and say hello to Allie, Mike, and Bo. And guys, it's brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. That's the morning shift, Friday from 6 to 9 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, they'll be at the Memorial Drive location in Atlanta. We are at one of our favorite places, Zuka in Smyrna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.